It's Vanessa Williams on Rise FM Lunch. Colour of the Wind. You've got exactly 20 minutes remaining of your lunch time if you were out of town because you don't like doing a lunch locally. Now is the best time to go back into town. Wherever it is you work, 20 minutes exactly is what you are sitting on currently. So we have our Thursday feature. Much as it's a throwback Thursday, today we have I don't know if you've ever been asked to Dumengani. I don't know what it is you do. But if you're famous for something, well-known for something, you often get recommendations. People refer you to certain things. If you're an artist, you get calls from people you've never met saying, we want to book you for this and this and that. If you're an expert at something, people will give out your numbers because you're good at what you do. But how often are you given an opportunity to be interviewed for your work to be shared and broadcast on radio? That's the question. If it doesn't happen often enough, we're here for you. All you need to do is let us know, go to Dumengani, and we'll get you on the show. Whatever it is, lo Dumengani win. So you can say, Ntume nga ntontoni, and send that text to our WhatsApp number or just hashtag Utumengani so we know you want to be on the show to be interviewed on our Thursdays. Our WhatsApp number, if you do not have it as yet, is 072-885-7702. Today, we are planning to speak to Utumisang Kekana. Coming through on the show. We're struggling to reach him at the moment, but as soon as we connect with him, we'll get him on the line and find out what he's doing. This thing, when did he fall in love with music? Especially, that's what we want to find out. It looks like we've got him on the line. Let's see if his ears on here. Mr. Lord, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us on Rise FM Lunch.
Hey there, how are you?
Hey, Ritsurile, okay, wena.
Ding.
So your real names are Tumisang Kekana. Who calls you Tumisang?
I was given this name by my dad. That's what they told me at home.
Okay.
So my dad is the one that gave me this name.
But who still calls you Tumisang? Is there anybody, grandmother? You were raised by a grandmother, right? Who still calls you by the name Tumisang?
Mostly people that I grew up with, my friends, my mom, my girlfriend sometimes.
Oh, okay. On occasion. You want to do me sang? That's always the case. The real names come up. But thank you once again for joining us on the show. We hear you were raised by your grandmother.
Yeah.
There's a certain look that people who were raised by their grandparents wear naturally. One can even say, this one. And sometimes it's the mannerisms, the way uswerenka hona. This one was raised by their grandparents. What was that like?
I think that it was the best experience, man. Being raised by a grandmother, you learn a lot. You get to know how to cook, you get to know how to iron your own clothes, you get to know how to dress well, you go to church, you do like quite a lot of things. So it was a very beautiful experience, man.
Oh, sounds beautiful. I know exactly what you mean. And I mean, you talk about how you were quiet and reserved. Right?
Definitely.
As a child. Yeah. As a child, but now you produce tracks and the likes, and one could easily say, Hore, maybe you are still very reserved, and that's why the production ling, and not the one holding the mic singing. Is that still the case?
I'm still very timid. I can only be forward when I'm around people that I know, but. Otherwise, I'm still a very, quiet person. I don't talk too much when I'm, around people I don't know. Mostly when I'm at gigs, people say I'm unapproachable because I'm forever serious. I don't smile. You know, so it's kind of something that I think I can't change, you know, myself. So, but otherwise, I'm still very much the same person.
Extrovert, introvert, which one are you?
I can't say that.
No,
I think I'm in the middle.
Okay.
I think I'm in the middle.
It depends.
Yeah, I think I'm in the middle.
Let's talk about your stage name, Loud. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. Is it Loud? Is it Lord? What is it?
It's Lord. It's pronounced Lord. As Lord.
Lord.
Yeah.
Why Lord, though, for a stage name?
It actually derives from my ID name. It's Tumisang.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Akere Tumisang means praise.
Praise, yeah.
So I went on to look for like a synonym for that name.
Oh.
So that it looks it has like a bit of weight. So
but then,
derived
why not
from my
Lord
name.
Then?
Lord is we have like Lord as our God, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So and then being praised means you are being lauded.
Interesting. Nice. We learn something every day. Thank you for teaching us today. So Lord Utumengan wena. What are you known for? Is it what you're currently doing? What are you known for?
Lord is music producer, the remixer, professional DJ. That's what I do, man. I make music for a living, my sister.
Yeah, you make music for
a living. I'm an artist. I'm an all-round artist.
Absolutely. We love that. We love that one.
Yeah.
How did you get into the space of music or the industry itself? I see you just recently found love for amapiano and you feel like this is a genre you've been waiting for all your life. But how did you get into the industry?
Okay, so how this whole thing started for me, as soon as I got to high school, I bumped into a friend of mine. Okay, first class, grade 8, bumped into a friend of mine. It happened that he loved music as I did, because I got introduced to music by my dad, because my dad used to play like a lot of hip hop, a lot of like house music, but like that mid tempo house music.
Okay.
He used to play like a lot of jazz, you know, a lot of R&B. So I got introduced to that by my father. And then got to high school, bumped into this friend of mine, same class, same table, you know. And we just introduced each other to, like, the music, you know, the artists that we know, you know, the favorite songs, you know. And then it happened that he's already started, like, producing beats.
Yeah.
Nobody was doing house music.
Okay.
So he was using this other program. So this other time he came to school with his laptop, you know, and he showed me this program, which is Fruity Loops. You know? He's like, yo, man, you should bring your USB. I didn't have a laptop at that time. I was using my mom's laptop, my mom's work laptop.
Yeah.
So I brought a USB stick and then he gave me the program. He didn't even teach me how to use it. You know, he's like, hey, man, you can go on, like,
you can go on
and you'll see how you can do this thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then took it home. I fought with my mom when I got home.
I was going to ask him, like, did you ever get permission for taking the work laptop? Or no, we would say, nah, no, nah, do me, like, my mom.
Yeah, yo, we used to fight a lot. He's like, yo, this is my work laptop. You can't use it. So I'm like, can I just use it for like a few hours?
Yeah.
I just want to see something. I was like, okay, take it, it's fine. And I took it, then I installed the program. I was so confused. I didn't see what was going on. I was like, okay, shut up, now I'll see it. And then from there, like, I just started using it, like, frequently. And she never had a problem with it. And one day she saw me using it, and she's like, what are you doing? Like, what's this thing? I'm like, yo, I'm trying to make something here. I'm trying to create something. She's like, okay, shut up. Then, self-taught. I started getting, like, used to it, getting, you know, the hang of it.
Nice.
And, that's how I started making deep house. From deep house, I started, like, you know, I ventured into like making hip hop beats. I once was a rapper, you know, rapping on my own beats. And yeah, man, that whole experience came through. But when I'm a piano came to like, when I'm a piano was like on the rise, like was, you know, coming up. That's when I just decided to like, let me just, you know, try and like see how my, how far my talent can stretch, you know, and let me try and like adventure into my piano. And that's how it came about. And I started producing on my piano in 2020.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, that's how that's what we are now.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. I love that. I mean, I love being a self-taught somebody, struggling in the beginning, but eventually finding your way through. It just shows if you're determined enough, you will figure it out.
Yeah, 100%.
And hopefully 100%. That's what you use for every situation you experience. More life in your heart. Yeah. I agree, you've done it before.
Yeah, definitely. Other people give up, man, because this thing, when you do a self-taught thing, man, other people, you know, give up because they don't know what this thing is, you know.
Yeah.
And at that time, the internet was not really, 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 like, you know, strong.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, I had to, like, teach myself how to do this thing. But, yeah, I eventually got the hang of it, and look at where we are right now.
How's it going? Speaking of where we are right now, how's it going for you?
Okay, ups and downs, roller coaster. Sometimes it's emotionally draining, but you know, you become happy because the music is you know, making a difference in other people's lives, you know, and they come and tell you, you know, like how the song helped them, you know. So it's really like a roller coaster. I mostly enjoy myself when I'm at the gigs, you know, I play the music for the people and the people enjoy it. And honestly speaking, like it's really great. The reception, you know, it's awesome as well because you get a lot of shout outs on social media.
Right.
So it's really good. Sometimes it's not nice, sometimes it's nice. So that's what the music industry is like.
You make it work. So if you just joined us,
we
are chatting to Tumisang Kekana, otherwise known as Lord. Tumisang, before we let you go, I mean, you've touched on the struggles of the industry and the lies, and having come this far for yourself in your career in music and the industry. For some people thinking, maybe even feeling like, "Hi, this thing was, I'm making music, but I'm not getting that acknowledgement." You're talking about people acknowledging you and shout outs on social media. What do you do when you are passionate about what you do, but then you reach a point where you're not getting the love? What must happen then?
You must be at relevant places, must network, you know. Networking is very important. Networking is your network. So I feel like you should be at relevant places, meet relevant people, you know, sell yourself, you know, talk to these people and tell them what you do. And always have your product with you so that people understand and know, you know, how much you want this thing, how bad you want it, you know. So I think networking is the most, the best thing, because you never know where you find your breakthrough, you understand? So because you can never like make it by yourself alone, you know, because you need a helping hand that's going to like put you through, you know, to like relevant people, or like put your music in the right hand, you know, so that the whole country can know what you do, you understand? So networking, find yourself in places where, you know, there's like relevant people that do what you do. Find mentorship. That's the most important thing as well. Have great management. Have great management. You know, that's going to like sell you. You know, and have like mostly work with people that know you, man. Like that know what you want. You know, that know your vision, your mission. You know, that know your like your short-term goals, you know. So I think that's the whole thing that you need to do, man.
Absolutely. So guidance and finding your niche. Social media, we're out of time. Social media handles, what are they? Which platforms are you available on?
Instagram, Lord_ZA, LAUD_ZA. Facebook page is Lord Worldwide. Uh-huh. And that's about it.
Okay, Lord is LAUD.
Oh, yeah, I'm
yes, go ahead.
Yes, LAUD_ZA on Instagram. Uh-huh. Lord Worldwide on Facebook and uh-huh. Lord Worldwide on TikTok.
Perfecto. Lord, thank you so, so much for chatting to us. Some insightful conversations.
Thank you so much for having me.
We're going to podcast this for your fans because we know we have a lot of fans here in MP. Thank you once again for joining us on the show, yeah?
Thank you so much for having me, man. I appreciate
it. Absolute joy chatting to you. It's Wise FM Live.